listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is our time to check in with Dr. Daniel Harmelink at Concordia Historical Institute. Good morning, Dr. Harmelink.
Good morning, Andy. It's
Happy
great
Thursday.
To be here. Thank you.
Happy Historically Speaking Day.
It's another historic day in the life of the Lutheran Church. Hey, I thought we'd begin with a hymn of Martin Luther, and this is not the most upbeat hymn, but it's a it's a beautiful one, and I think an appropriate one for today, for February 18th. So the title is From Depths of Woe I Cry to Thee. Hmm. It's in the Confession and Absolution section of the hymnal, and the first verse goes, From depths of woe I cry to thee in trial and tribulation. Bend down thy gracious ear to me. Lord, hear my supplication. If thou rememberest every sin, who then could heaven ever win or stand before thy presence? And then it goes on to talk about the promises of Christ. So today in the church year, or in the Lutheran church especially, it's a special day. So I'm wearing black today.
It is. Now, you said certainly in the Lutheran Church. Do you think there are other churches that might recognize this day?
I found that there are collects, prayers commemorating this saint day of Martin Luther. He died today, February 18th in 1546. You can find collects in, for example, Anglican prayer books and things like that. So it's not just the Lutheran Church. I looked up, you know, I always Google to see what's going on. In the real world, in the Google world, right? So today, February 18th, I found in South Shore, New Hampshire, I don't know if you've ever been there, but they announced today that there will be no residential trash and recycling pickup today in honor of Martin Luther.
Really?
So I think that they got it mixed up with another Martin Luther. But anyway, that's. I think there's better ways to observe the saint day of Martin Luther than not recycling today.
Yeah. So they were just looking for a day off.
Yeah. Even in Germany, I don't think they have the day off, but it is remembered. Mm-hmm. Even though this was hundreds of years ago, the death of Martin Luther was a tragic day, but one that the Christian can receive in Christian hope. So these days, we still have vestiges of what happened in the beginnings of the LCMS and also at the death of Luther when that happened. Things are trimmed in black, and we remember like sports teams and things like that. If there's a death of a player, they usually have some black band or something like that. We see this when a police officer or a firefighter, you know, the badge is draped in black. So it was in Luther's death and these subsequent commemorations of Luther's death. So if you are subscribing to Today in Lutheran History, this is something that anyone listening can subscribe to. And you'll get an email every day that talks about what happened to that day in Lutheran history. So I was kind of amazed that today one of the bullet points says 1846, on the 300th anniversary of the death of Martin Luther, the church in Altenburg, Missouri, was draped with yards and yards of black cloth. A special preparatory service was conducted the week before, and on the day of the anniversary, there was a morning service at 10 o'clock. There's morning meaning in the morning, right? But it's also kind of a sad day, too. There was a morning service at 10 and an afternoon service at 2. And so there was preached a sermon on this occasion of Martin Luther's death, even by the Saxon immigrants. So if you've been down to Trinity Lutheran Church in Altenburg, just imagine that church draped in black. And we saw this recently. I don't know if you saw in the news, but when Judge Scalia died, right, they draped the place where he presided, where he judged, in black. So I thought, oh, that's kind of an old tradition. I'm surprised that they do that anymore.
We've kind of lost touch with mourning in our culture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many funerals have you been to? And they say right off the bat, I mean, they even announce it. We're not going to say anything about death today. You know, this is a celebration day. Mm-hmm. And it's either a denial or it's kind of put on the sidelines. But I mean, you know, sin and death is real. Mm-hmm. So I think, like this, from depths of woe, I cry to thee. Saying yes or at least acknowledging the realities of death, even for the Christian, right?
Yeah.
Suffering and death. I mean, again, I say the worst thing that you can tell someone is become a Christian and then the rest of your life will be a skate in the park. No. With receiving Christ comes a cross. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing this with the church persecuted around the world today. But we mourn, we grieve, but with hope. And St. Paul says this, and I think this is the great thing, that on today when we remember the death of Martin Luther, or for example, the death of C.F.W. Walther, or one of our church leaders today, we can acknowledge that and truly mourn. I mean, it is our loss. But we do that in hope, not just a fuzzy out there hope, but in a Christian hope, a solid hope.
Mm-hmm. Right. We mourn differently than one who does not have hope, a hope in the resurrection, a hope found only in Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, is that all the world has to give when they just say, well, you know, that person was a great person, and they talk about their outward behavior and that their memory will live on in the family or the friends. And it's like, it's like the song. Is that all there is? For the Christian, there's much more.
Yeah, a celebration of life apart from that hope is really no celebration at all.
Right. So for the Christian church, usually the saint day, the feast day for those who have died in the faith, is their death day, their birthday into the kingdom of glory.
A commemoration of the day they entered into glory.
Right.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, most people, if you said, you know, happy Martin Luther Day, or, you know, today Martin Luther became a saint, people wouldn't remember that February 18th is Luther's death day. But again, I think it's a good day to pause and reflect. How do we receive the news of a fellow Christian's death, and where would God point us in all of that? So, from depths of woe, I cry to thee. This was the hymn that was sung, for example, at C.F.W. Walther's deathbed, at other church leaders' deathbeds. But we also, I mean, I've had people visit a Lutheran funeral when I was serving out in Redeemer Huntington Beach, California, and they were shocked that the funeral service ended with "For All the Saints." What a beautiful hymn. And they're surprised that you can be so upbeat or play such an upbeat tune at a funeral. And it's like, okay, there's that aspect too. And we see this in the death of Luther. We see this as Philip Melanchthon gives one of the funeral sermons for Luther. And it's not all this, oh, woe is us. You know, we've been orphaned because our leader has been taken to heaven, but there's also true Christian hope that is a sure anchor even in the midst of mourning the loss of a loved one.
What's your favorite hymn, funeral hymn? You mentioned "For All the Saints."
For All the Saints, we always used to end with that.
Yeah.
Well, I think,
Is that a weird question to ask? What's your favorite funeral hymn?
I think something, again, that points to the promises of Christ. So, I mean, some people would say, what in the world is going on? But to sing "A Mighty Fortress," that's not only for Reformation Sunday. it's a good, solid hymn to sing at even a funeral.
I attended a funeral once where we sang "How Firm a Foundation." And again, depending on which melody you use, can be very uplifting. The text obviously is uplifting, but...
Well, sometimes, again, every hymnal, they have to decide which section to put it in. So there is a funeral section in Lutheran Service Book, but I would say, you know, any Easter hymn...
Absolutely. Any resurrection hymn, yeah.
...is a fantastic. So, for example, when C.F.W. Walther, he had four different services, funeral services... And what did the congregation sing? They sang what Walther would sing in his last days, and that is the hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives."
Hmm. Great hymn. Now I'm going to have it stuck in my head, but I'm not going to sing
it. Well, it's better than a show tune, you know?
So. I'm not going to sing it because it's not Sunday. And it's Lent.
But it is a...
I'll get in trouble.
It's a feast day. And again, you know, the bottom line is we thank God that even, you know, sinner Martin Luther, even sinner C.F.W. Walther, even we as sinful Christians, Christ has the last word, even in death. So, again, a good commemoration day, February 18th. So mark that on your calendars. I don't know if you, most calendars don't have, you know, feast day of Saint Martin Luther, right?
Hmm.
But it is a special day.
That's interesting. You know, it's also the Reverend, it's Pastor Jolly John Lekomsky's birthday today too, I understand.
Is it?
Wow. So he has, his birthday is on the day we commemorate Pastor Martin Luther entering into glory. Hmm.
So I would commend people, if you have a loved one, remember, for example, the sermon preached at the funeral. I don't think we're in that mode anymore, but Concordia Historical Institute in the Quarterly has published, for example, the funeral hymn or the funeral sermon given at C.F.W. Walther's funeral. This next issue, we're coming out with the funeral sermon, one of the funeral sermons for Winneken, the second president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Melanchthon's hymn or sermon, read that. And again, these are to acknowledge the difficulty in mourning, acknowledge the reality of sin and death as a result of original sin and the sins that we've also contributed. But ultimately, the funeral sermon is a sermon of comfort for those who, without Christ, have no comfort. I mean, you know, just think, without Christ, it's, I hope my family remembers me because after that, I'm just gone. So.
Funeral hymns. That's something to think about. What is your favorite funeral hymn? Something to give some thought to.
Yeah. And again, I think, the funeral, I tell people, why not sit down with your spouse or with your family, go through Lutheran service book or a Lutheran hymnal, and choose some hymns that are reflective of your Christian faith and the surety of the gospel. Sometimes, you know, don't leave it up to the whoever's filling in that day and giving the service. So this is the last will and testament in some respects of the Christian. So I'd say pick a hymn that not only is meaningful to you, but will point those who are grieving to Christ in his sure and certain word.
Mm, indeed. We have just under a minute left. Anything else, anything coming up with Concordia Historical Institute? Or
no, the Papua New Guinea exhibit on the seminary of the Concordia Seminary St. Louis continues, but that will not be up forever. So please, if you haven't, if you're in the area, please check that out. Otherwise, you'll get there and it's like, oh, we took that all down last week. So we continue to have people visit the Papua New Guinea missions exhibit. Also come to the International Center and see the other museum on the Reformation and the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit our website. We have new things popping up there weekly.
ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Thank you.
We like said that in harmony almost.
It's stereo.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Harmelink. Always great to spend this time with you together on Thursdays.
Blessings, Andy.
Thank you.
A blessed St. Martin Luther day to you.
Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.